Managers of the Health Retreat, Great Grimsby, England, September 19, 1886. To the managers of the health retreat, my dear friends, I wish to make an appeal to you in behalf of one whom I highly esteem in the Lord, Sister Clace. I found her very nearly broken down at the sanitarium at Battle Creek, and I advised her to leave Battle Creek and go with us to California if she wished to save her life. She had done valuable service in the sanitarium, but among the pressure of cares, Sister Clace was left to bear too heavy a burden for her feeble strength. Dr. Kellogg saw but one chance for her life, which was to change climate. I promised this sister she should not be left to take burdens and do hard work, but to oversee and tell others what to do. This is exceedingly hard for her to do, but she must. 1 year ago last spring, we feared all our efforts were too late. But with care and attention, she has recovered from the hemorrhage and has been of real service. I am thankful that she can do the work she loves so well. Should Sister Clace be removed, you would lose a valuable woman. Her place could never be supplied. Now the question is, can I trust her with you at the health retreat? Will you guard her? Will you take her work away and every day make it a rule that she shall go thus far and no further? Will you let her do all she desires to? If you do, she will die, for her love of work and her ambition know no bounds. She will sacrifice her life rather than to neglect one responsibility. I want her cared for every day, and God wants you to care for her. She is precious in the sight of the Lord. She is precious in my sight. And I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, care for Sister Clace. I know her life. I know that Jesus loves her. I know that she has a crown of life laid up for her at Christ's appearing. I know of no woman living who has done her work so faithfully and with the affection and love for all. God bless her is my prayer. Now, if you will not guard her thoughtfully, release her of burdens, care for her, love her, and make her life as pleasant as you possibly can, I have a home for Sister Clace. She is more than welcome to my home and to the blessings I enjoy in this life as if she were my own sister. I consider I am honored in acting a part for a child of God whose lot in life has been a hard struggle with poverty and misfortune, with sickness, with carrying heavy burdens. God has blessed her. I feel in earnest in this matter. I know how hard it is for some people to get their thoughts away from themselves and feel another's grief, another's burden. I know Dr. Gibbs and Elder Rice will know the value of Sister Clace. I know they will do what they can on their part. I appeal to these two responsible men to care for Sister Clace. If she does not lift her hand to do one stroke of work, if she is there alive to advise, to counsel, and to speak words to the patients, she will then be worth far more than someone more active. Dr. Gibbs, will you please not only prescribe, but to give your positive orders in regard to the entire freedom from all care at stated periods? I know it is your kindly interest, your faithfulness, that has done much with the blessing of God toward keeping Sister Clace in as good health as she has. Dr. Gibbs, will you forbid her ever, under any circumstances, to lift weights or mix bread? I feel thoroughly all I write on this point. I am attached to Sister Clace, for I know what has been her life experience. And I say to all in the institution, in the name of my master, shield her, love her, smooth her way all that you possibly can. She will do work rather than to tell others to do. But others must step in and not allow her to do. I did not encourage her coming to California to have her work as she did in Michigan. I believe you will regard my wishes.